This is St. Louis Public Radio. Now that the Republican National Convention is in the books, it's the Democrats' turn to pick their presidential nominee. And Missouri will be sending a delegation of veterans and newbies. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on what the Show Me State's delegation expects when the Democratic National Convention gets underway in Philadelphia.
You could say Jimmy Loomis has accomplished a lot in a short time. The 21-year-old Washington University student is heavily involved in the College Democrats of Missouri. He's also a Democratic committeeman in St. Louis County. But Loomis's most impressive feat may have been defeating dozens of people to become a national delegate for Hillary Clinton. That means he'll get to go to Philadelphia next week with some of the Show Me State's most prominent activists and political figures during what's turned out to be a historic presidential election.
I'm keeping an open mind. I'm sure that there's going to be some minor conflict, but I think the goal of those 4 or 5 days is to show unity to everyone watching, that the different factions can come together and present a united front for November.
That minor conflict that Loomis is talking about is fallout from the Democratic primary. That's where Clinton outflanked Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders to become the first woman to secure a major party's presidential nomination. But Sanders won plenty of fans and delegates along the way, especially in Missouri. The Show Me State's delegation to Philadelphia is basically split between Clinton backers and Sanders supporters. Sanders extinguished any nomination drama a few weeks ago when he endorsed Clinton. But Sanders delegates like St. Joseph native Jenna Squires say they can make an impact during the convention, especially when it comes to shaping a party agenda.
We should do anything and everything to keep the conversation going as to push the current party's ethics more towards Bernie Sanders' policy.
Adam Custer will serve as an alternate delegate for Sanders at the convention. He says the overall mood could depend on how much leeway Clinton supporters provide to Sanders backers.
There will be still a lot of pushback from the more establishment base of the Democratic Party. However, I think a lot of people on that side are realizing it benefits the party as a whole to be open to that communication and that conversation.
Missouri Democratic Party Chairman Roy Temple is the head of the Show Me State's delegation. He says the convention should deliver a lot of Democratic enthusiasm, especially to defeat GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump.
People really do feel like this is a turning point election, and they want to be a part of the process and be engaged. I hope that extends well beyond the convention and carries forward into people wanting to participate in the election in the run-up to November.
Now, it should be noted that the Democratic National Convention involves more than just signing off on a presidential nomination and adopting a party platform. It's also a chance to meet and socialize with Democrats from all over the country, attend events, and possibly spot a celebrity or two. But that experience isn't cheap. The hotel for the Missouri delegation is at minimum more than $500 a night. And even though prospective delegates were warned they had to pay their own way, the sticker shock can be, well, shocking. Still, delegates are finding ways to keep costs down. Some are sharing a room with other people, while others launched crowdfunding campaigns to help defray expenses. And some, like State Representative and Clinton delegate Sharon Pace, say there's value in participating and witnessing political history.
Cost is always an issue, but of course it's well worth the time and the effort and seeing that history is being made. And so I'm going to enjoy myself, be there, and especially be there for Hillary Clinton, our next president.
The Democratic National Convention gavels into order on Monday and runs through Thursday. And I'll be in Philadelphia to cover the Missouri delegation from start to finish. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.